Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Ennis moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ennis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ennis moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Smith reaches second base with a double. Ennis scores. Torgerson moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from White and he is safe. Landis steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Button moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Malzahn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ennis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from White and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.